Good morning, and thank you for attending this presentation. I would just like to take a moment to acknowledge my collaborators in Zimbabwe, the Chitambo Institute for Maternal and Child Health, and the Ministry of Health and Child Care. I have no relationships to disclose. So as the role of community health workers in delivering essential maternal and child health interventions increase in low and middle income countries, the performance of community health workers is key to delivering quality services. And several studies have identified personal and organizational factors that are related to community health worker performance. For example, supportive supervision, recognition for the work that village health workers, community health workers are performing, financial and non-financial rewards. However, taking a step back to the theoretical underpinning of community health worker performance, this is a conceptual framework that we developed to help us understand pathways to community health worker performance. And it was inspired by theory from organizational behavior literature, as well as literature on health worker performance. So walking through the framework, it is hierarchical. So most distantly, there are organizational and community level factors that influence performance directly. And more proximately to community health worker performance, there are a set of individual level characteristics such as job self-efficacy, technical skill, motivation, and goal setting capacity that influence performance. And so understanding the relationships among these various factors, the interventions that we use to try and improve performance and the actual effects on community health worker performance is important, and we need more examples of this in the literature. And for my presentation today, I'll be primarily focusing on organizational factors. So just to give you some background, in Zimbabwe, community health workers are known as village health workers, so I'll be referring to them as village health workers from here on. And they're the front line of the primary health care workforce since the 1980s. They're selected by community members according to a criteria set by the Ministry of Health. So they need to be literate, mature, willing to work on a voluntary basis, and be able to maintain confidentiality. They undergo a 5-month training program, so they have an 8-week in-class session, an 8-week field-based placement, and then a 4-week in-class session after their field-based placement. And they also receive refresher courses twice a year, and the courses are between 3 to 4 days long. And they deliver a wide range of preventative and curative services, as some of my other colleagues have presented today. They're volunteer workers, as I mentioned, and they're expected to work for approximately 4 hours, 2 to 3 days a week, and one village health worker covers a catchment area of about 100 households. And they receive a monthly allowance of $14, and this is supported through the Global Fund. And just to provide you some context, in Zimbabwe, the National Statistics Agency estimated in 2013 that in order to feed a family of 5, you require $159. And there is a lot of variation across the country. However, the cost of living in Zimbabwe, and even in rural areas, is pretty high. So to give you some information of the organization, the SHINE trial is a collaboration between Chitambo and the Ministry of Child Health. It takes place in Zimbabwe, which is located in southern Africa, and the study is happening in the middle of the country in 2 rural districts, Mvuma and Shirugwe. And the SHINE trial is a community-based 2x2 factorial cluster randomized trial that seeks to measure the independent and combined effects of a water sanitation intervention and an improved infant and young child feeding intervention. And the outcomes are linear growth and anemia among 5,200 children being followed up from birth to 18 months. So the role of village health workers in the SHINE trial is to conduct early pregnancy identification surveillance within their catchment areas. And so within their catchment areas, village health workers visit every woman of childbearing age, that's every woman between 15 to 49 years, every 5 weeks. And during these visits, they obtain information on last menstrual period history, as well as assisting women in interpreting pregnancy test results. And if women are found to be pregnant, they're referred to the antenatal care clinic for early booking. And if women give assent, then a SHINE nurse will visit the woman, explain the trial, and obtain informed consent. And this is an image of one of our village health workers helping a woman and her husband interpret the results of a pregnancy test. In addition to that, community health workers also deliver all of the behavior change messages to all SHINE participants. So the specific objectives of our study were to characterize village health workers, their perceptions of their work and their work context as part of the SHINE trial, and also to describe the participatory process that we use to identify strategies to improving community health worker performance by targeting work motivation and job satisfaction. In terms of our methods, we administered a survey questionnaire that included sections on demographic characteristics, motivation, supervisory support, peer support, and work resources. And questions were in a Likert scale format, so ranging from one strongly disagree or never to five strongly agree or always. We subsequently performed factor analyses to reduce data, and we performed these factor analyses on the village health workers' perceptions of their work context. And within each factors, the proportions of village health workers that respond positively, for example, if they agree or if they agree and strongly agree on what we report here today. In terms of the findings, this table just provides some demographic characteristics of village health workers. So 325 village health workers completed the survey. The average age of village health workers was 45. 73% were female. 77% were married. The average household size was about five individuals in a household. 83% of village health workers had some secondary school education. The median tenure of village health workers was about 3 years, and for 76% of village health workers, this was their first experience with a health education type job. In terms of the percent responding positively to items under different domains of performance, this first column indicates the different factors that emerge from the factor analysis, the number of items, so the number of questions within each factor, and the Chromebox Alpha is just a measure of the reliability of the items within each factor. So values above 0.7 are usually considered acceptable to good. And the percent responding positively is in this last column. And so 89% of village health workers had high levels of intrinsic motivation. 86% and 77% reported high levels of supervision. 60% reported adequate resources for their work. 59% reported receiving high levels of peer support, and only 46% reported satisfaction with their remuneration. And so the remainder of this presentation, we focus on this finding. So after the survey, stakeholder views about the dissatisfaction with remuneration were collected. And so for the SHINE trial, Jitambo was already regularizing all of the village health worker allowances. And what this means is that they made sure that village health workers receive their allowances on time every quarter so that there are no delays. In addition, the organization was already providing quarterly food hampers to all of the village health workers. And so the food hamper was equivalent to $42, so equivalent to what they receive in terms of their allowances every quarter. However, the study was concerned that they might face resistance with some village health workers in conducting some of the SHINE activities. In terms of the village health workers, they're concerned about the increased workload with having a lot of SHINE participants, and this is an illustrative code of that. It is a disadvantage to have many mothers enrolled because one will have a lot of work, yet people with fewer mothers get the same allowance and food hamper. And the Ministry of Health recognized the increased time burden of the SHINE activities and agreed that compensation was warranted for this additional time burden. So subsequent to this, Jitambo and the Ministry of Health began discussions about developing an incentive package, and later on village health workers were consulted to gather their views and concerns. So the Ministry of Health was concerned that they could not increase allowances for village health workers nationwide, and so an incentive package would only have to be based in these two districts among the SHINE village health workers. And they were also concerned, felt that village health worker supervisors from the Ministry of Health also required an incentive in order to facilitate their increased presence and increased support of village health workers in the field. The village health workers were concerned with equity. They were already receiving an allowance and a food hamper regardless of their work output, And they wanted a reward that was sufficient for the work that they were doing, and a compensation that would be equal for all village health workers. Or should I say that a compensation that would be provided for activities that all the village health workers perform. And Jutombo was concerned with the effects of an incentive on the village health workers' intrinsic motivation, as well as the longer-term implications on the health system in this area. After numerous deliberations and a lot of work, Jutombo eventually developed a compensation package. And so this compensation package is delivered to all of the Shine village health workers in the district for activities that all Shine village health workers perform. And for pregnancy referrals, which is one of the activities all Shine village health workers perform, they receive $2 for every Shine-eligible pregnancy referral. And for health message delivery visits, they receive $1 for every timely message delivery visit. And these incentives are dispersed quarterly to coincide with the allowances as well as the food hampers. So, wrapping up, as we saw from our survey, only 46% of village health workers were satisfied with their remuneration. And through a stakeholder analysis, incentives were identified as one possible solution to village health workers' dissatisfaction with their remuneration. And stakeholder analysis was also instrumental in defining and implementing the incentives, and we anticipate that these incentives will motivate our village health workers to perform their Shine activities. And our next steps are to evaluate the effects of an incentive, the incentives on the village health workers' performance and motivation. And we do have some qualitative data in terms of focus group discussions with village health workers about their perceptions of their allowances and their incentives now as opposed to when they initially received them, to see if there are any changes, as well as some additional quantitative data to assess the impact of these incentives on the Shine activities over time. And we plan to explore some cost-effectiveness analyses for particular outcomes, particularly the pregnancy surveillance, because it is a new activity for village health workers in Zimbabwe. And just sort of the broader picture, to zoom out, financial incentives are controversial. You know, how much is fair, and how do you balance the decisions around not distorting village health workers' intrinsic motivation with the realities of community health workers' livelihoods. And as we can see from this panel, understanding context is key. And in our work, we specifically focused on the organizational context. However, there are many other factors that we could still look at to try and help us when making decisions around whether or not to implement an incentive-based package. And conceptual frameworks are useful tools that help researchers understand the different pathways to community health worker performance, and they help to shed light on key factors that we can use to target specific interventions to likely improve the overall performance of community health workers. And the participatory approach that we used helps to increase ownership of the process among the different stakeholders so that everybody is aware of the limitations and concerns of all parties involved. And with that, I thank you.